Friday night. First thing, the tanning shop, a good 9-minute blaster. Then it's on the Raz, with me and the lads, as we hit the town for all it's worth. Tanned, buffed, and blowing me wage packet, a weekend millionaire. The night plans itself, really, shapes itself up, really, builds around you, really. That lad came in again this afternoon. He's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, in Adidas trackies. And when he's there, I just want to shout, "My life's boring, please be in it." Across the library, just shout. I nearly did today, but I thought that could go either way, so I just breathed really hard instead. Probably sounds daft, but he smells immense. And now there's like little particles of him up my nose. I want us to go on adventures. I want him to meet me Nan. I want to wear his jumpers. I doubt they'd fit, but I wish I were braver.
Do I know what I have done? Yes, I know quite well what I have done. I have done murder. I have killed for the sake of danger and for the sake of killing, and I am alive. That is what I have done.
Charlie entered the shop and laid the damp 50p on the counter.
"One Wonka's Whipple Scrumptious Fudge Mallow Delight," he said, remembering how much he had loved the one he had had on his birthday.
The man behind the counter looked fat and well fed. He had big lips and fat cheeks and a very fat neck. The fat around his neck bulged out around the top of his collar like a rubber ring. He turned and reached behind him for the chocolate bar. Then he turned back again and handed it to Charlie. Charlie grabbed it quickly and tore off the wrapper and took an enormous bite. Then he took another and another, and oh, the joy of being able to cram large pieces of something sweet and solid into one's mouth. The sheer, blissful joy of being able to fill one's mouth with rich, solid food.
The rowdy gang of singers who sat at the scattered table saw Arthur walk unsteadily to the head of the stairs. And though they must all have known that he was dead drunk and seen the danger he would soon be in, no one attempted to talk to him or lead him back to his seat. With 11 pints of beer and 7 small gins playing hide and seek inside his stomach, he fell from the topmost stair to the bottom.